the government can keep asking that Zacharias Moussaoui be put to death. He's confessed to conspiring with al-Qaeda. The trial going on right now in Alexandria, Virginia, is to determine his sentence, death or life in prison. Yesterday, the judge paused the trial when prosecutors admitted that they had improperly coached witnesses. Today, the judge held a hearing without the jury present to see if the coaching was going to prejudice the outcome of the trial. The judge has ruled that the trial can go ahead, but without the testimony of crucial witnesses. Joining us to discuss the case is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, who are these witnesses?
Alex, these were seven witnesses from the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and they were going to, four of them were going to testify on one side of the case, three of them were going to testify on the other, but they were all going to talk about this really crucial issue in the case, which is, what would airline security have been like? Would it have been like different or would it have been essentially similar had the government known what Moussaoui knew coming into September 11th? And essentially what emerged yesterday was that a government attorney had directly violated one of the judge's orders in this case. She had not only coached witnesses, but she had offered them trial transcripts of the prosecutor's opening statements, glossed with her own critique of what was wrong with his case and how they needed to bolster it. She essentially got them to sort of align their testimony in advance of the case, which was strictly prohibited in advance by the judge.
Dahlia, when you say four would testify on one side, three on the other, you mean four would testify for the death penalty, three for life imprisonment?
Well, four were going to testify on the side, and I'm misremembering now which way it went, but I think four were going to testify for capital punishment, three were going to testify for the defense, and essentially we're going to say we probably couldn't have gotten the FAA to change its rules fast enough. So it wasn't exactly like they were going to testify for Moussaoui, but the defense was calling them to bolster the defense's case.
Okay, well, if they're all out, if all seven are out on both sides, is their testimony still crucial and important?
Oh, their testimony is absolutely crucial. And in fact, the prosecutor himself said yesterday when Judge Brinkema said, we're gonna obliterate all of this evidence, one of them said, Your Honor, that's half our case. So essentially, these are critical questions. They go to the heart of the government's case, which is if Moussaoui had come forward and told the FBI what he knew about the 9/11 plot, the government could have somehow gotten it together in time to stop 9/11. And now absolutely central evidence about what the FAA would have done differently is off the table.
Now, this judge has already considered removing the death penalty as an option for the prosecutors because of earlier frustrations with the case.
That's right, Alex. As far back as 2003, Judge Brinkema tried to remove the death penalty from this case because the government was refusing to allow Moussaoui and his attorneys to speak to captives, al-Qaeda members that we had captured. And Moussaoui claimed at the time, no, these guys could exonerate him because the government would not let him speak to them. She tried to take the death penalty off the table, but she was overruled by a higher court. Then, unrelated to this misconduct, as recently as last week, Judge Brinkema told the prosecutor that she just didn't really buy their theory of the case. Her quote was, I don't know of a case where the failure of someone to act could be the basis for giving them the death penalty. So she's had problems with the government's prosecution in this case almost from the get-go.
And doesn't she have more problems today? Is there new evidence today of what she would consider prosecutorial misconduct?
Absolutely, Alex. It emerged as she talked to these seven witnesses that not only were they tampered with, but it turns out that there was a lot more that went on that was really quite egregious, including the government not giving access to the defense to some of these key witnesses. Some of the witnesses who would have been willing to speak on Moussaoui's side of the case were not granted access to talk to the defense. Moreover, it turns out that they had never even given some of these witnesses the judge's order that they were not allowed to follow the trial. Some of these witnesses...
Dahlia, thank you. Dahlia Lithwick from Slate and legal analyst also for Day to Day. You're listening to Day to Day.